Hey guys, welcome to the first episode on Patreon of Best Week Ever, where I am going to recap what's going on, what is our favorite thing happening this month. And in January, I feel like this is going to bleed into the next couple months, but we are watching Traitors season two, and I'm super excited because I have Nicole from Countess and Frenemies. I have been missing your podcast. I like the last episode was back in September, but as always, I love your content in Twitter and on Instagram. Nicole, how are you today?
I'm doing awesome. Yeah, my husband broke his foot actually in back in September, so I had to take kind of a pause on the podcast as I rebalanced everything, but now he's in good health and moving and grooving, so we're gonna launch some new episodes very soon.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that he's doing way better because I do remember that fiasco, and that is a bummer just to have like no mobility when you need to get shit done, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But guys, we are talking about Traitors season two. We are recording on a Sunday night. The new episode would be coming this coming Thursday. So we are going to go through episodes 1 through 5. I'm super excited just because I've never seen Traitors before. Have you watched the first season at all?
Yes. So we watched the first US season when it premiered last year. And then, as of this week or last week, we've also watched the first season of UK and the first season of Australia, or we're almost done with Australia.
I can't believe that there's so many other branches to this show. Like, and I feel so out of the loop of just finding out about it this month.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you hopped on the train because this season of US, I think, is better in a lot of ways compared to last season. Not that last season was bad at all, but I think it really found its footing.
I heard that they're on the first season, and you can totally correct me if I'm wrong, because like I said, I haven't seen the first season, but is it true that they had like normies on the show?
Yes. So they did a combination. They did half reality stars and half civilians. And that's not, it's not uncommon because actually, if you watch UK and Australia, their casts are all civilians. And same with, and then Canada also did the hybrid of civilians and reality stars. So they did, yeah, half and half on the first season of US.
So of course, like America has to like give it a celeb twist. I love that.
Yeah, and it was interesting to see some of them interact with the with the celebrities. I don't want to give too much away in case you do go back and watch season one, but I think that some of the civilians were maybe a little bit out of their depth with the celebrities, like specifically Cerie Fields. I think that they took it really personally whenever she was playing the game. So it just creates a different dynamic where if e versus when everyone was a civilian or everyone was a celebrity. So, yeah.
No, it makes way more sense to like just stick into one category, like of all celebrity and or like all civilians. Like, I'm excited to see the Australian one. That sounds
Oh,
really fun.
it's incredible. Like, you know, the Traitor seasons are so short that it's worth it to just watch them. Australia is really unique. It's not set in Scotland. It's set in a hotel in Australia. And basically, I would say out of the seasons I've watched, it probably has the smartest gameplay from both the Faithfuls and the Traitors. I really don't want to give too much away, but absolutely, if you're looking for another season of Traitors to watch, either while you're waiting for the next episode to come out or once it's done, do Australia and then UK is definitely worth it as well.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to, because Australia just sounds appealing because of this. It sounds very sneaky deceit.
They are so smart. And there's one particular banishment that blew my mind.